Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, Katy Perry opens up about ending her feud with Taylor Swift. Will Smith surprises some viral video classmates for their kindness. Kelly Clarkson tells us about being a talk show host. Bachelor in Paradise star Demi discusses coming out on TV. We learn about some real Burning Man misconnections. And Ellen makes things right and messy with me, Mary. I'm Mary Connolly.
I'm Kevin Lehman II.
Ed Glavin.
Andy Lastner.
That's a lot of things to talk about.
I'm going to guess we're overpromising.
We're not going to have time to talk about Andy's incredible weight loss.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Which has been.
Well, we could talk about Kevin's incredible weight loss.
Yes. No. Yeah.
Kevin has actually lost weight.
Wow. Yep. About 2 pounds. It's great. Wow. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
What's going on?
Happy Tuesday. Or whenever you're listening to this. And wherever around the world you're listening
to. Wow, around the world.
Yeah, we're international.
What have you learned
now? We have, I sold the international rights to this.
So you
now
did.
You can listen to it anywhere in the world. Just we were getting a lot of demand.
Really?
Yeah.
And
overseas.
You sold it under the title Andy and Friends?
Yeah. Oh, but it still says, AKA Ellen on the Go for people who want that. But it's Andy and Friends, just for international.
Okay. Are our voices heard internationally, or are you just a solo act internationally?
No, you're my redubbed friends. It's not Andy. It's not the Andy Show. Even though they keep the podcast people who produce this keep asking for me to do it alone, I said no. It's and friends.
Did you go to Trump University?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
You know who's fun?
Who?
What?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry is fun.
She is fun.
It's like an event when she.
Yes.
Like yeah. you know, you go. Oh, well, there's a big star here today.
A thousand percent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, she's usually wearing something shiny.
Yeah,
she's always wearing an outfit, and
she sang, and she hadn't been here in a little while, right? It had been a while,
like three years.
Yeah,
it had been 3 years.
She's now with Orlando Bloom, and very handsome.
And just on a personal level, because I work with him every day, it was a very big deal for Kevin when Katy Perry and Taylor Swift mended their feud.
Yes, finally.
I like that
because I've never seen like a celebrity situation affect Kevin so strongly because he was like, "These are two
torn apart."
These are two strong women, and they should make peace.
I like the way Katy talked about how why it was important to her to make up with Taylor. And here, take a listen to this.
We are back with Katy Perry, and I have
to very serious here on the set.
Very serious.
Yeah. When it's Katy Perry and Ellen, it's so serious.
Yeah, serious. So seriously, Katy. I'm very happy that you and Taylor Swift got over your feud.
Yes, we made amends.
Yeah, you made amends. I don't even know what the feud was about. I know there was a feud and then it was over.
It was actually just a misunderstanding, but you know, we have such big groups of people that like to follow us, and so they kind of started turning against each other a little bit too, and it was really unfortunate, but we made amends, and I'm all about redemption and forgiveness and for setting an example for those younger people that it can be cool to, you know, ask for forgiveness and, like, confront someone that you may have an issue with or a problem with and talk it out. And I'm, what? Cookies.
So you sent an olive branch.
I sent a literal olive branch to her tour.
Right.
And when she started her Reputation tour. And then we started seeing each other out and about, and I just would walk up to her and say, hey, how are you? And I was just, it's like we have so much in common. There's probably only 10 people in the world that have the same things in common. I was like, we should really be friends over that and share like our strengths and our weaknesses and our challenges, you know? We can help each other get through a lot because it's not as easy as it seems sometimes.
Yeah. No, and y'all do have a lot in common. And you also both have very young fans. And like you said, it's really important to set an example to say it's ridiculous to hold on to things like that.
Yeah. You need to bury that.
I'm glad.
One thing I like about having huge pop stars like Katy Perry on the show is you get to watch her sound check.
Oh, my gosh.
And
sound check
wears...
is a music rehearsal.
Oh, it's where they check the sound.
Yeah.
Andy, you know, he's so inside, he likes to make sure.
Make sure you pull back the curtain.
Sometimes there's people who go sound check. What does that mean?
Rehearsal.
It's rehearsal. And they never wear what they're going to wear on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
So it is so that fun is to see the transformation between Katy Perry rehearsal and then Katy Perry. She didn't have sparkles on.
No.
She had like this awesome gray jumpsuit on.
Yeah.
Still looked awesome, but.
And then after the show, I'm told.
Yes.
She was incredibly nice and gracious to everyone backstage, walked around our backstage area saying hi to people.
Yeah.
And then went over to where our audience leaves from, the parking garage, and signed autographs and talked to fans over there.
She did?
Wow.
I didn't hear that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You gotta follow Claudia. You gotta just be around Claudia.
She took a wrong turn and ended up in the parking lot.
Well, anyway, she was very gracious about it.
I'm sure.
If she was there, she was then very gracious
She's always very cool, and she's,
And she had, she hadn't performed on a show, I don't think, in a while. She hadn't done a talk show appearance in a while.
Yeah.
And of course, she had a very visual outfit for her performance.
Yes.
And then she had an entirely different but still very visual outfit for her interview.
And I will say that, you know, in the same way Taylor hadn't done an interview in a long time, Jonathan Norman, who does our music, has unbelievable relationships with these people.
1,000%
And it's a testament to him, and it's a testament to Ellen that people feel comfortable talking to her.
I mean, it feels like it's also a testament to me. But
well, in, I know. By saying Ellen, I mean you.
Okay.
Can we talk about what was maybe our favorite segment of the week?
Is it only if your favorite segment is the same as mine, which is
I promise you it was.
All right, go.
Oh.
So you guys have probably all seen the video that went viral of two young, I think, high school students helping another boy who was being bullied for wearing the same thing to school every day.
Antoine and Chris. They were in Memphis.
Antoine and Chris saw that
football players,
saw that Michael was getting bullied for wearing the same thing every day.
So what did they do, Mary?
They brought Michael clothes and sneakers. They didn't know Michael. They just knew Michael as the kid that they saw getting bullied.
So the two guys, Antoine and Chris, are one is a junior, one is a freshman, and they're both friends, both playing football. And the one who's a freshman, who I think is Chris, sees this kid getting bullied and kind of admits to a little bit participating in the bullying and then having this moment where he's like, wait, this is not cool. Like, this is not right. We got to be part of the solution here.
Right.
So he goes to an upperclassman in Antoine, who's another, you know, popular football player, and tells him the story. And then the two of them sort of conspire to take care of Michael. And so they give him... I think, sneakers and clothes in the hallway outside of a class. And Antoine and Chris have this other friend who's recording it on his phone, who they don't know is recording it or why he's recording it, only he then posts it.
Yep.
So then it starts making its way across the internet, and we stumble onto it and take it from there, Mary.
And so we have them on the show, and we just want to love on these guys. Mm-hmm. We want to celebrate them all and just heap some love on them.
Right.
Well, it turns out one other person... Many people saw it. One other person saw it who also wanted to heap love on him, on them, and that was Will Smith. So
yeah, and he reached out to us, right?
I believe he reached out to us, and he was like, yes, I would love to come by and celebrate these guys. So Will Smith, he's Mr. Busy. He's Mr. Show Business.
Yeah, he's got things going
on. He's Mr. West Valley. He's got things he's got to do.
Well, and we said, like, we want to do this next week, like while people are, while it's still hot. We want to do this story immediately. And Will was like, okay.
So
tell me when. Tell me where to be. He texted me.
Take a listen. So we surprised the boys with Will Smith. Take a listen to what Will Smith has to say to these young men.
So you were bullied your whole life, and suddenly, out of nowhere, the kindness of these guys and... You didn't really want to film it, but somebody, just because you didn't do this to get attention, who filmed this?
Well, we have a friend. He always have his phone now walking around recording stuff around the school. He seen us walking towards Michael third period class. He stopped. He was like, what y'all doing? And we was like, we ain't say nothing. We just pulled Michael out of class. Then people started coming out of class. Then, you know, like 30 minutes later, we received a video. And I had posted it to Facebook. I wasn't expecting it to go viral. I wanted it to make a difference, to make people stop bullying.
Right. Right. And it did, because it was viewed so many times by so many people. And that's why you're here, because not only did I respond, a lot of celebrities looked at this and said, this is amazing. We want to reward these guys and point this out, shine a light on you. So Will Smith, come on out.
Is up.
Hey, Will.
Ellen.
Hey, Will.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So,
can't wait to watch the movie.
Oh, thank you. Yes, yes. Gemini Man. Thank you. It's very cool.
Try to keep it.
So I saw the video. And me and Jada were sitting around. I was like, that is fantastic. And there is no way that I'm letting this pass without making contact with these kids. And what you did felt small to you, but I promise you, that is exactly how human beings are supposed to interact with one another. And it's not more complicated than that. Somebody's having a hard time, and you help them. It's that simple.
Yep. Doesn't matter if you know them or not.
Doesn't matter if you know them. Everybody is suffering. You won't walk past a single person that's not having a hard time. And you guys saw that, and you decided to help. And what was really big also was the self-correct. You saw that you were laughing, and you were part of it, and you stopped and self-corrected.
Yeah.
That's guys
big.
Know everything.
That's big. That
is,
yeah.
It is so huge.
All right. We're going to take a break. More after this.
You got to watch it on your
DVR.
It looks even better than it sounds. The guys don't know what to do. They're, like, stunned.
Trying to be cool.
They're trying to be cool.
Yeah. Exactly. High school kids, yeah.
So they just
they literally were almost too cool. They were like, well, what do we do here?
All of us in the control room are screaming like, stand up and hug him, stand up and hug him.
There's a moment, and I don't know if it got caught on camera or not, but Michael turned to Ellen while all of this was happening, while they were on the air, and just turned to Ellen and went, I'm just trying to stay cool.
Yeah, I just love that kid.
I loved
sweet.
Him too.
And
so
I
sweet.
Saw Michael okay. say it to Ellen, and Ellen just, her heart melted.
The way that Ellen has this connection with people, this heart for people who have been bullied and who are vulnerable. There's just nobody like her.
For people, pretty much for people who are not me. That's who she is.
Have you
for.
Just made this about you? Have you just made this conversation what's the name about
of,
you?
We're international now. What is the name of this podcast, Mary?
Oh, Andy and Friends.
Thank
sorry.
You.
That's right.
Yeah. The way she connects. And what I love too is how much when these stories break and our producers get in touch with them, the joy that they, before they've ever come on the show, whether they even know if they're coming on the show, the joy they have that Ellen has heard about their story.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's the call they're waiting for.
And how eloquent was Will Smith?
Oh my gosh.
He says the perfect things at the perfect time.
He was
always
incredibly eloquent. And then he gave each kid a duffel bag full of sneakers and shirts and sweats and stuff like that that they just loved. And then Ellen gave them checks for their education.
From our friends at Cheddarfly.
That's right.
Now, Kev.
Yes, dear.
Let's talk about your favorite segment of the week.
Oh, yeah. Mary Conley.
Oh,
yeah. Poor sweet yes. Mary Conley.
Yes.
Oh, right. So a brand reaches out to us. A brand...
Light Life Burgers.
Which is a brand Mary uses.
Yep.
They make vegan products.
Yes, sure.
Vegan foods.
Yes.
Yep. We were promoting Light Life beef. Tastes a lot like beef, but it's not.
Plant-based.
It's Light Life. Right. So we know Mary uses the product. So you, Kevin, and the writers come up with an idea for a live commercial.
Yep. We often have to pitch a bunch of ideas. The brand picks one they love. This was going to be Andy Zener dressed as a burger getting the condiments flung at him in that machine that we use every once in a while.
Why couldn't Andy do it?
Andy Zener broke his hand, which we'll talk more about on Thursday.
Yeah.
But earlier this year, Mary pulled me aside and said,
kiss me.
Yes. So we did.
I think
for
Kevin
several
said
several minutes. And she said, listen, you know, I convinced Ellen to go back and dye her hair blonde. She was not happy about sitting in the chair for 5 more hours. So if you ever need her to get back at me for it, I'm just saying I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
So I tucked that little nugget
away. That's
so
weird because I am pretty much never not in the same room with Mary. I mean, I'm pretty much in the same room with Mary all day, every day. And somehow I missed that conversation where Mary offered herself up.
This was just a little private pat. It was a little private pat.
We walked up the stairs a lot faster now because of the
I never
so we were a few steps ahead of you. So
I never expected the conversation to go public.
No.
So you're saying we all left at the same time, but you guys were several yards ahead of me?
Our fast knees, boom, 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 up the stairs.
we like to call them OKs, our original knees.
Oh, I
could use a new one.
Not relate to that.
But anyway, I tucked that away because that was like over a month ago, probably you said that. And so when Zener got hurt, we scripted in that Mary would be the one to get all the stuff flung at her, knowing that she volunteered. Now, I don't know if she meant that that was exactly how we'd get back at her, but you have to go watch this on your DVRs.
Oh, my gosh.
It's definitely a watching thing.
As you probably heard, this summer I decided to go back to my natural. I didn't decide. I was forced to go back to my natural hair because my hair was so damaged I had to shave my head. And it turned out, it was like a baby reveal thing. I realized my hair was brown. it was a big surprise to me. I didn't know what color. I'd been coloring my hairs for so long, I didn't know what I was going to find. Anyway, I enjoyed it. It was short and it was brown, and I was going to come back with it. And my executive producer, Mary, over there, convinced me to go back to blonde. She thought that would be best for the show. And somehow it contributes to my talent. And so I said, sure, I'll go back to being blonde if you think it's important, Mary. So I sat in the chair for 5 hours to get back to this color. You know how many episodes of The Bachelor in Paradise that I could have watched in 5 hours? 1.5. And anyway, Mary told me if I still wasn't happy about it, then one day she would do something to make it up to me. Today is the day, Mary. I love you, and nothing bad is going to happen to me. And it's going to be fun. You're going to help me with this live commercial for Light Life Burgers. What did you say when you were walking down here?
I said you look great.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You think my hair looks great. You're happy with my hair.
I think you're going to look great.
I think you look great too,
well,
Mary.
Thank you.
And the good news is that we're done talking about your rash.
Oh, so, thank you. Yeah, great.
The bad news is that you're having to be, it's going to be fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to talk about the new Light Life burger. It's so delicious, it has everything you want from a beef burger, but it's made from plants, which means it's full of protein and has way less fat than a beef burger. So you can feel free to add all the fixings that you want. You could, for instance, you could add ketchup. You know what I also like on a Light Life burger?
No.
Mustard.
No. Mary, what was it like looking down a plate of mustard and ketchup?
First of all, it's hilarious.
You're wearing goggles, so you're not totally...
I'm wearing goggles, and I kept my glasses on under my goggles so I could really just see...
Everything
that was happening. And you can't believe the amount of condiments that are being hurled towards you. You can't believe the feeling of when it hits your face or the sound of when it hits your face. And it is so funny, you can't believe it. You absolutely can't believe it. And then so it happens once, and you go, well, that was hilarious. and then it happens three more times.
Yeah. It was ketchup, mustard, relish, and then guacamole.
Yeah, and here's a little inside baseball. Kevin loves me.
Loves.
Right? So, and Kevin and I share many things in common. One of the things we share in common is...
A disdain for mustard.
Is a disdain for mustard.
Did you say gatum? I said gatum, but gatum. Also...
Gatum and a disdain for mustard. And yeah. I said, I will do this... But please, 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 it can't be actual mustard.
Yeah.
So Kevin made sure that it was not actual mustard. It looks exactly like mustard, but it was dyed vanilla pudding.
It looked like that French's mustard.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what you're going for.
Ketchup, I can vouch for it. Ketchup, real.
Still taste it.
Mustard, vanilla pudding. Relish, 1,000% real.
Disgusting.
So they hit me with all that stuff. It's in the act one of the show. I actually perform services during the show. So they take me off in a golf cart.
Like a mass? You're like a...
Yeah, I am. I say mass. So this was right after the Eucharistic prayer.
Mm. Yes.
Wow.
So they take me off to a shower. I shower, finish up, clean off, get back into the studio and act later. I miss the little toddlers.
Right.
And I'm there and I go, oh, that's fine. And then I go, oh, my ear's kind of wet. And I just stick my finger in my left ear, ketchup.
Oh, no.
Well, I hope you found some relish for it.
Well, later on, I
mean, if you're going to have ketchup in one ear and relish in the other ear, you may as well have a hot dog.
Yeah.
No, it turns out, no, I got all the relish off. Turns out guacamole in my right ear.
Oh, yeah. See, that's my thing. There was a big glop of that.
There's a big glop of guacamole.
I'm not a big fan of the guacamole. Little known fact, you cannot grow up in the city of Philadelphia and not eat mustard. That's just not a thing that happens.
Really?
No, you're not allowed.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
We, of course, the soft pretzel started in Philadelphia.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you don't get a soft pretzel without mustard.
Oh, you sure do. They're just lovely without mustard.
Not in Philly, you don't.
Now, do you think, here's a good question. Do you think it has now been mastered and better everywhere? Like when you go and have a Wetzel pretzel, do you go, all right, Philly doesn't have it as good and as warm and as soft as this.
No.
Or do you?
Are we still talking about pretzels?
Yeah. I'm just curious about that when people say
this is what I'll tell you about food in Philly. I like the Philly soft pretzel better than any pretzel I get anywhere else. Not because the Philly soft pretzel is better. Because
it's your childhood.
But because it's what I was raised on and it's just what I like.
Right.
Now, you go to a cheesesteak. Anytime you ever see a sign in a city that isn't Philly that says, this is the Philly cheesesteak, the Philly version of a cheesesteak, this is the best from Philly, the best of Philly, you can only get a real Philly cheesesteak in the Delaware Valley, in the Philadelphia.
At what place? Is there a place?
Oh, multiple.
Okay.
Plenty.
Okay.
Pretty much, like you hear, you Pat's or Geno's? I'm neither Pat's nor Geno's. Like, there are just random cheesesteak places in Philly that have no attention at all that make a cheesesteak that will just melt your heart.
Here's what's really funny. If anyone actually listened to the podcast, and if anyone, people would be sending us cheesesteaks. But because no one actually listens to the podcast,
send us your favorite
foods. We will talk
Tell
about
us why
this,
your regional
no
food
one,
is the best.
And no one will send us any food.
I was going to say something, which along those lines is that Philly, known for cheesesteaks, pretzels, New York, everything, hot dogs, whatever. Kevin's from Tucson. What would you say is the Tucson thing that everyone talks about?
The Sonoran dog and the prickly pear margarita. What are you talking about?
Okay, let's go back. What is the Sonoran dog? And how do I not know
dog
about it?
Is a hot dog wrapped in bacon. And
that
it is,
started in Tucson?
Well, I'm not saying we started it, but that's what we have those there, a lot of them.
Really?
Yes.
We call that a pig in a blanket.
That's like saying we have pizza. I mean, I'm saying pizza.
Here in Los Angeles, if you leave a concert...
Or a Dodger game, or anywhere.
If you leave a concert.
Oh, yeah, the street meets.
You hit the street after a concert, and everyone is selling a hot dog wrapped in bacon.
On this little thing
Those
that they're
came
cooking
from Tucson.
It on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonoran dogs.
And then what's the
margarita? Prickly pear is cactus fruit.
That pink fruit that grows on top of prickly pear cactus.
Right.
And they extract the juice and make a pink margarita that's delicious.
Well, there you go.
Bring those in.
Well, who knew?
What else besides food?
Who are you going to bring it into?
What is Tucson known for?
Golf. We have beautiful retirees.
It's
rattlesnake and scorpions.
It's where I went to rehab and finally did get sober was the one in Tucson.
See? How about that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What was it called?
Cottonwood Day Tucson. Three words.
How about that?
Cottonwood.
That's amazing.
Thank God for Cottonwood
And I remember thinking, this place is beautiful.
If it wasn't for them, you would not be here.
Exactly. Andy and I are going to retire there together.
Andy, I do. I look at houses whenever I'm like, well, yeah. When Ellen fires me and my wife leaves me and I'm left with very little money, where would I go?
Which seems seems like a when, not an if.
Right. What's my plan when?
Right.
And so I like to look at different places, what I could get. And So I told Kevin, I look at Tucson, and my God, the home that you can have and the size and the beauty and the mountains.
The mountains are
and
so
the sun
cool.
sets on the mountains, so it's like red, mm-hmm. the mountains. And I mean...
And
it's
are you good with the dry heat?
Yeah, it doesn't
you know
bother
who
me.
Who else is from there?
As long as you hydrate. Who?
Kelly Clarkson.
Is from Tucson?
No, but I just need a transition.
Bow.
She was here.
You're the best at transitions.
Kelly Clarkson. If you've tuned into Ellen a little bit earlier this year, chances are you've seen a bit of the Kelly Clarkson show before
sure.
us. It's so fun having her right before our show in so many markets.
And she's like a fan of our show, and she's done our show a lot.
Yeah.
And she's so real.
She's got such good energy.
My God, she can sing.
Oh, my God, yeah. She starts every one of her shows singing a song. It's so cool.
But it's
sing.
Not like,
she got a set of pipes
she can
on
sing.
Her, you know?
It's like what Mary is saying is she can sing. It's like insane.
Oh, that's what Mary was
saying. Yes. Like when we went over there, when Ellen did the show, she opened up with that Jonas Brothers song.
Oh, do you travel with Ellen when
Sucker?
She goes out?
No,
those
we were all there at what was it, Jonas? What was it called?
Sucker for You.
Sucker for You.
I'm a sucker
and she
for
just
you.
Starts singing it. And you're like, oh, this is insane.
Yeah.
Like, she it's has crazy. A like voice that like gives you chills.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah.
She won American
Idol. I'm a big fan.
She was
won
the
American
first,
Idol,
right?
I think, in 2003. Yeah. And we had her on the Ellen Show.
Yeah.
In our first year.
Yeah. And she was like a waitress. Right?
Oh, I was crazy about her.
Right before.
Since you've been gone.
Don't
I mean,
know.
That was our
Since
first single.
Since you've been gone.
Mm-hmm. Give us a little. Andy also. Yeah.
Great singer.
I would say, little known fact, we so when we load in our audience... Before the show starts, we like the first few songs they hear to just be packed with energy.
Yeah.
Right? We want to get them rocking.
Yeah.
Some of them wait outside in the morning from like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You want to wake them up. Since You've Been Gone is a song that we play 2-3 times a week in the
I was going to say that's probably it's one of our most played
go-to
songs.
People love it.
Yeah. They all sing along.
Because we also did the
because it's an anthem for us strong women.
Audience singing.
Audience singing. It's just that's what it's called.
It's like
called
audience
singing.
It's like soundcheck, pretty much.
And
the name
soundcheck, audience singing, and we used to do that song a lot, and it was always great fun.
Here's a little bit of Kelly and Ellen on our show. Enjoy.
Hey, the talk show's doing very well. Congratulations.
It's okay.
Yeah.
This morning, everybody told me, like, oh, it did this many points or whatever. And I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because
I
don't understand ratings in television world.
Right.
So
you will.
Yeah. I know, but I never, even in music, my husband will tell you, he's my manager, I don't ever pay attention to charts either.
Right.
So I'm just not really that, I'm just going to do me and it'll work or it won't.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
That's, you know... Because I also did not pay, at first, of course, the first year I really wanted to do well because I wanted to keep it going. After a while, I was like, you know, I know what I'm putting out there. I'm doing my best. And now, 17 years in, I really want to keep topping myself. So ratings are important to me. They weren't, but now I want to.
Well, I'm trying to be the best opener ever.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
You're a great lead-in. We are so very happy to have you as a lead-in.
I'm nervous to open for you, but it's fine.
Oh, I appreciate you opening
for me. It's
going
to be great. I'm not a comedian. When you watch my show, not as funny.
But you're so real and down to earth, and everything is just very natural for you. So I would
thank you.
And what is the question? Because I know you have to do a lot of press. What's the question that you're getting asked the most?
Oh well, why do you have a talk show?
No, not why do you have a talk show?
No, it is. They're like, why do you have a talk show? Because everybody's like, well, aren't you working on a record? And I'm like, well, yeah. And they're like, aren't you doing The Voice? And I'm like, well, yeah. And I also doing this.
Yeah.
Why not? I don't know. You gotta matter till you don't, people.
Yeah.
And I love talking, so.
You do love talking.
I do love talking, you know this.
Is that why you wanted to do a talk show, because you love talking?
No, really I wanted to do the talk show. My husband ended up convincing me, because I actually said no the first couple times, because I was like, everybody's been drinking or getting high, this is a horrible idea. And then he convinced me, because I really do love the fact that there's a lot of negativity going on right now. I don't love that, but there's a lot of negativity happening, a lot of division happening. And one of my big things, even on tour, is to like bring people together. Like my audience is filled with random people that would probably never be in the same place. And I want my show to be like that. And he kind of sold me on the fact of all the good we'd be able to do and inclusion and all of that. And so, and I love that about you. So that's why I love that I'm on before
it
you.
It is a wonderful thing to do. Yeah. Put some positivity into the world.
Yeah.
Now, we had from Bachelor in Paradise, which is a show that Ellen watches religiously.
Correct.
We had a young woman named Demi.
Mm-hmm. Demi,
and
yes.
Demi, if my understanding is correct, was on Bachelor in Paradise and had a same-sex partner outside of Bachelor in Paradise.
Right.
And then by some twist of fate, the same-sex partner visited her on Bachelor in Paradise, and then they ended up staying on Bachelor in Paradise together,
yep.
And they had a relationship on Bachelor in Paradise. Demi and I can't remember her partner's name, her now fiancé's name,
because
they got engaged.
Yeah, you know, it was a big deal, and we get to work with an executive who oversees that show, who also oversees Game of Games for us here at the Warner Brothers studio, and it was a big deal for her.
Brooke Carson.
Brooke Carson, who herself is a lesbian. And I think this was a big step for her and the show, and I think she was really, really proud of it.
Well, there was a New York Times piece on that element of Bachelor in Paradise, on Demi's role in Bachelor in Paradise, and how it was groundbreaking in that they did not try to make it something groundbreaking.
Right.
They just were allowed to be who they were, and they were a part of the show, and they didn't try to exploit them in any way or use them for any kind of gain or attention or any
right.
of that. And that was good.
Yeah.
That's good when that happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you're a sassy little thing, I'll tell you that.
I am.
Watching Bachelor in Paradise, first of all, I think you surprised a lot of people by revealing that you liked women as well as men, because you were in this relationship with, what's his face?
Derek,
right. Yeah. Who was sweet as can be, by the way.
Oh, he handled everything really great, yeah.
So, first of all, very brave because, you know, you weren't comfortable completely with it. You go on national television, you're dating this guy, because, you know, I think a lot of people try to go, look, I just want to get along in the world and I don't want the pressure of this, and you were kind of feeling, what were you feeling about yourself?
You know, it was a lot of fear. It was fear of judgment. It was fear of disappointing people in my life, making them uncomfortable.
Right.
It was just really hard. It was really scary.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it all worked out.
But ultimately, yes. So ultimately, as sweet as Derek was, your girlfriend, Christian, who you were dating before you left for Bachelor in Paradise, mm-hmm. comes on Bachelor in Paradise. Hi, Christian. Hi.
Hi, babe.
So she comes on, and then for the first time in the history of the show, she stays on, and y'all are seen together. And it was a huge thing, and I know it was scary for you, but you ultimately became comfortable with it and worked out your relationship. And I admire both of you for doing that. I mean, it's really amazing.
Thank you so much.
And you're engaged now.
I'm engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right, so let's talk about the couples that you, because you have good commentary on all these people. You really
have
good intel and a good insight. Mm-hmm. Who are you worried about, the couples that are left? That,
you know, honestly, at this point, I'm worried about Chris and Katie.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Katie is an optimist, and she sees the good. She gets glimpses of the good parts of Chris, but I think that Chris needs to step it up, like, if he wants to keep her.
Right.
And I think that she needs to, you know, tell him to step it up.
Yeah.
And I know that she is, but, you know, honestly, it's like couples counseling. It's not a negative thing.
No, I agree with you. And they should get couples, because he keeps blaming it on, like, past relationships, but it's like you got to work on that and get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see you follow all of these people and have your own show where you comment on people. I think they should do something with you for that.
I wouldn't have any friends left.
Yeah. Well, I think you'd be great at that, really.
Kev.
Darling.
You had another segment this week that I think you really liked, because it is something that you've talked about before that is...
My Craigslist obsession?
You were obsessed with missed connections.
I love them.
Me
too. I still read them every night before I go to bed.
Do you really?
Yeah. They've taken a turn.
Have they?
Yeah.
That's a
bummer. The government passed a law about you can't solicit for dirty things on Craigslist on any websites.
Yeah.
So a lot of this fun stuff left.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of it is still there. It's so insane. But anyway, one of our great writers found some misconnections from Burning Man.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh.
So
I'll let
fun.
Ellen read them too, but I enjoy these very much.
They're lots of fun.
Let's talk about something else I don't understand. Burning Man. You've heard of Burning Man, right? How many people have been to Burning Man here? Nope. Seems you don't understand it either.
I don't know what it is, but this guy is there. It's basically a 9-day party in the desert, and they don't have any showers, but that does not stop people from falling in love. And I found some misconnections from Craigslist, and if I see them, I would like you to see them. These are real. We are not making these up. Here's the first one. We met over by the big light orb. You gave me some of your hair. I'd like the chance to get to know you. I don't know. I usually don't give you my hair until the third date, but this next one, I was wearing yellow fuzzy tap dancing shoes, rainbow knee-high socks, and disco pasties. You had a green goatee, a cow-patterned blazer, and no pants. Hope the universe brings us together. Namaste. P.S. My name is Raven. Of course, her name is Raven. Here's one more. I was hardly sober, but I understood your name to be Guess, a confusing but beautiful name, if that was correct. Here's what I think happened. I think that you asked her name, and she said Guess, and you didn't. You didn't. You just drove off in your fish motorcycle, and kids don't do drugs.
Have you guys been contacted by the census?
No.
No.
I had to give a
deposition.
I had to give a phone interview to the census person who asked me a pile of questions.
Well, you know, I had a little known fact about me. I've taken a page out of your mother's playbook. Yeah. Anything I ever get from any survey of any kind, especially political, I identify myself as a big, big gun-loving conservative.
There you go.
I don't believe the polls. So.
Right.
I want them to think they got me.
The survey will not be advertising
on this podcast.
As a little backstory, my mother was
registered Republican.
More than a liberal. She was sort of a radical.
Yeah, almost like a socialist.
But she was a registered Republican because she had a brother who ran for office in upstate New York as a Republican. So she was a registered Republican, and she liked knowing that the Republican Party always assumed they had her vote they didn't.
That's amazing.
That's the way she got them.
And that's now the way that I get them. Listen, that's all the time we have for this one, guys. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. Please don't forget to watch the show. We're having an awesome season 17.
Yes. And we are having a good season, and more things are coming.
Thanks, everybody.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.